Marty, please come up.
Oh, there you are.
So Marty's reflecting on some experience from the New South Wales Play Safe campaign, a talk titled Reaching High-Risk Young People with SDI Prevention, Digital Communications.
Thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge meeting on Aboriginal land today and pay my respects to the custodians of this land and elders past, present and emerging, and my Aboriginal colleagues here today. So I'll be talking, as mentioned, about the Play Safe program, which is New South Wales Health's primary online and digital communications resource for young people aged 15 to 29 in New South Wales. So the program was first launched as a standalone website in 2014 and has developed over time since then, with some additional features being added as kind of we learn more about young people's behaviour and kind of safety and comfortability with an online presence for sexual health for young people. So those included the Nurse Nettie question and answer service staffed by sexual health clinicians, a community forum moderated by trained young people as peer educators on that forum, as well as social media platforms including Facebook and Instagram. The site previously, when it first originated, was based on cartoon character imagery. With a program tone of voice, there was much more expert talking to young person or government talking to young person, and was found to be skewed to the younger age range of the target audience. In 2017, the STI Programs Unit undertook audience insight research into youth sexual health, which grouped young people into like segments according to their values, attitudes, and behaviours. This research has since shaped New South Wales Health's social marketing programs and sexual health communication with young people. So I'm just going to, this data was presented in 2017. For the purposes of this presentation, I'm just going to briefly kind of go over again the key segments and information around young people and sexual health that we found through this research. So six segments of young people were identified, three sexually active and three not yet sexually active. So short monikers have been used as descriptors for the segments, which is based on their key points of difference. So of the three sexually active segments, the largest group are referred to here as happily responsible. So these young people characterise themselves as being responsible, they're happy with their life and have a sense of health and well-being. They have strong values around you should be in love before you have sex. They're not really kind of well-versed around sexual health, or they don't explore information around STIs or STI prevention. This group skews highest as the highest proportion of young people who identify as heterosexual. They have very low numbers of partners and almost no casual partners. And as a result, they are the group with the lowest rates of STI testing, probably because they feel that they're very low susceptibility or STI testing is not relevant for them. We also feel that this group is probably the primary group to answer online surveys, and so they kind of potentially skew our annual behavioural surveys by this group being most likely to respond. And of course, this group has the lowest rate of STI diagnosis out of any of the groups. We then have two groups that are higher risk, but slightly different in their values, attitudes, and behaviours. So the first group is experienced sex positive. So this is about a quarter of the population of young people. They're characterised by taking risks, liking new experiences. They're quite sex positive. They're engaged around sexual health communications. They seek out information to improve and enhance their sex lives and their relationships. And so we see them as kind of a easy group of young people to engage in around our STI prevention materials. They also speak to their friends a lot about sex and sexual health, so we see them as potential influencers within their social networks too. So if we can deliver them really engaging key messaging, then it's likely that they can share that through their social networks. This group also has the highest proportion of young people who don't identify as straight. They have higher rates of numbers of partners, and particularly casual partners. They're also quite positive around STI testing, both attitudes and behaviours. So they have the lowest rate of young people who've never had an STI test. They do have a significant proportion of STI diagnosis within this group as well. And finally, the third group is we've termed the dominant risk takers. So this is the smallest group of young people, about 13% of the population between 15 and 29. So this group's also characterized by being more risky. They have greater numbers of partners, both regular and casual partners. Interestingly, they skew male, so about two-thirds male in this population. They have poor attitudes towards respect in relationships and strong values around men should be in control in relationships. They are quite disengaged from sexual health messaging, so they're quite hard to reach within our program area, and really important to kind of consider how to be nuanced and kind of deliver communications and STI prevention programs that's going to work to engage this group. They have high rates of both regular and casual partners, and they've got really low values around the efficacy and ease of use of condoms, so they're very low condom users. They do have reasonably high rates of STI testing because they also have strong values around a fatalistic approach to STIs, that if you have a lot of sex, you're going to get STIs, and they also have a high rate of STI symptoms. And therefore, they also have high rates of diagnosis of STIs. So this audience insight research allowed us to advocate within New South Wales Health for an update to our programs, both social marketing programs and communication programs, to better target these. Now that we've identified these high-risk groups of young people and their values and attitudes, we have the opportunity to really deliver much more meaningful and engaging communications and programs for these two high-risk groups. So one of the outcomes of that research was to review and refresh our online and digital communications through PlaySafe. So the refresh site, the key point about this research as well is that we have a typing tool where we can identify young people according to their segments. So when we recruit to focus tests, we know who we're speaking to in terms of which group they're from, and so we can recruit from those two high-risk groups of young people and focus test all of our materials and our refresh on. So we recruited to focus tests and both reviewing the previous look and feel of the program and a new creative approach. So this refresh site was relaunched in July 2018 and now features real-life imagery, more easily identifiable with the population. The tone of voice of the program has also been overhauled to be more engaging peer-to-peer style. Along with the community forum and Nurse Nettie, the site contains a number of behaviour facilitators, including the Could I Have an STI quiz, which drives awareness of STI susceptibility, and an STI testing service locator, the use of which is used to measure the population's intention to get tested. The program's communication strategy was also updated, reflecting input from the target audience to deliver key messages around condom use and STI testing that better aligns with young people's lived experience and life goals, with a focus on empowerment, confidence, being healthy, and taking control. The program for the first time also includes two annual paid campaigns where we can really reach out into those groups of high-risk young people and deliver key messaging to them via social media. So just quickly, the website activity data since refresh. So over the 12-month period, there's been significant increases in site access or site visits, both globally, but particularly for the New South Wales audience. The site also shows much better engagement with local young people. We can see in comparison between the global session durations and bounce rate versus the New South Wales population's session duration and bounce rate. So young people spend a lot more time on the site and they're less likely to kind of land on the site and then move somewhere else. It's really pleasing results for us. So we also had the first opportunity to run a campaign to reach into new audiences of young people. So the first paid campaign ran in November and December of 2018, and it's an interesting experience in delivering STI prevention communications over social media. Despite PlaySafe's brand identity being open and honest about sex and sexual health, the overly conservative nature of our social channels, like Facebook and Instagram, has constrained the program significantly and required us to reshape our approach to be more ambiguous in our messaging, hence this creative. We didn't envisage the communication channels to be more conservative than government. However, the ambiguous messaging actually, and combined with our ability to target our high-risk groups of young people, did result in a successful engagement with the audience and quality campaign metrics. We also found an unexpectedly positive response from the difficult-to-reach population of young heterosexual men, as we found that the rooster-shaped lollipop creative and messaging tapped into this audience, with many beady guys from Western Sydney tagging each other and sharing memes. Who knew that STI is also a type of fully sick car? So our launch campaign data showed increase in visitors to our site by over 400%, and really focused on directing young people to the site's key goal completions. Directing young people to the STI susceptibility quiz was particularly successful and saw a significant increase in completions during that period. We also found that linking these goals worked well, with over 50% of young people who completed the quiz also progressing on to complete the Where Can I Get Tested service locator. I was highlighting the potentially positive behavioural outcomes for the program. So learnings from this campaign has led to the refinement of our creative approach for campaign two, which has just finished in market, was launched in late July to early September of this year. So being playful as well as slightly ambiguous, early campaign reporting has shown an increased performance to date in engagement and traffic to the website than campaign one. We've also included in this campaign a trial on a new platform of Snapchat, which seeks to increase reach into the younger age of the demographic, which was not as didn't show up as much in campaign one as well, which has also shown really pleasing results on that channel. So as part of the program evaluation, we also designed and implemented a user survey in July and August of this year. So recruitment was undertaken through the different channels of the program, as well as through a paid campaign to determine young people's experience of the program across its various channels, as well as responses from those who haven't come into the contact with the program as yet. So the survey results show high rates of satisfaction with the website in its design, content, and tone. Results showed slightly lower satisfaction for our social channels. This was somewhat expected due to the challenges faced by the program with external government communications. We found our approval bodies allow more content that young people have requested of us to be included within the context of the sexual health website, while being more risk averse to that which is delivered to young people through external communications, where there's greater potential for this content to be taken out of context. A segmentation analysis was also included in the user survey to determine which groups of young people are reached by the program and any differences in their behaviour. So the survey showed high numbers of both experienced sex positive and the dominant risk taker audience, which highlights the program's greater positive engagements with a more sexually active and higher risk audience. The New South Wales Health's recent successful music festival social marketing program found a high proportion of young people from the experienced sex-positive group of young people engaged by that program, with a lower proportion of those from the dominant risk-taker segment. This is likely due to the very public nature of the festival's project, with young heterosexual males being more difficult to engage into this program. However, PlaySafe shows a greater proportion of young males visiting the website, as well as engaged by the campaign activity. Interestingly, young people from the dominant risk-taker segment were more likely to be recruited to the user survey through the website. This shows PlaySafe's an important resource for this group, who are more likely to engage STI prevention information and communications privately through discrete online searching. Young people from the experienced sex-positive group both visited the website as well as actively engage us through our mailing list and our social channels. So further analysis of this user survey is being undertaken, including measures of sexual health knowledge and attitudes and behaviours around condom use and STI testing. So next steps for the program, further refinements given feedback from young people through our user survey and through our site analytics. So we're going to develop and publish new content to really increase the level of engagement with young men through the program. We've got two more campaigns this financial year, which will build on the success of our campaign activity to date. And the program's next evaluation cycle will be compared with this baseline data presented today, with a focus on really digging into the behaviour change objectives of the program in comparison to this, which is being identified as baseline. So just thank you to all of the people that have been involved in the program to date, especially New South Wales Health, and Lim and Mao from the Centre for Social Research in Health as our program evaluation partner. Thank you.